You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgarra, Matt Wilhelm. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 to 12 on News Channel 5, a special edition of Dog Pound Report will be covering the Browns' entire draft live for 1 hour.
Live?
Live. It will be the quickest show we've ever done for the Dog Pound Report.
And I guarantee you, it'll be the best.
That's a guarantee. A guarantee for Mr. Matt Wilhelm there. 216-578-0850. Jim Donovan coming up very, very soon. Let's go to John in Virginia Beach now. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. And you?
Doing great. Love the show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, I had two questions. One about the draft and one about the jerseys.
Okay.
Sure.
As far as the draft goes, now that Mariota's water under the bridge, and we know that's not going to happen.
Water under the bridge? Did you have to say that? That makes me think of Bridgewater. Theodore!
Sorry. Hey, do you think Petty or Grayson could be an option? If so, which one is better? And then as far as the jerseys go, I really, really love the orange style, but I wish they would sell those in the nicer version. Limited version, I believe it is.
That's got the Elite 60- 51. I think is what it's called from
okay,
Nike.
Okay, Elite. Yeah. Well, I know the Limited, they go for $149, and they have the stitch numbers.
Right, it's got the stitching.
As well. Yeah. Those are my two questions, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, you know what is I think listening last night post-first round, when you had Mariucci and Mayock talking quarterbacks, I think the consensus is that Petty might be the first guy off the board, and I know that one team that they thought even at the end of the first round with Petty sneaking in would be like to the New Orleans Saints or New Orleans wanting to make a move, just knowing that Drew Brees can't play forever, and the Petty would be their Jimmy Garoppolo for the New England Patriots. So Petty might be that guy. I think Hundley, last year, last draft, might have been a lock to be a first round pick, maybe top 15. But his inconsistency in a very, very, tough Pac-12, and more so than anything, his inconsistency in the pocket, which is what he'll be asked to play from, is a reason why Hundley, may continue to drop end of second round or, for sure probably a third round. But you never know. A team might fall in love with somebody, but I don't think Petty, Hundley, Grayson are not on my radar.
I agree. They're not on my radar. Certainly not in the second round.
No.
Probably not in the third round.
Maybe Saturday, tomorrow.
I don't think they're on my radar. I just think they're another guy at that level that the Browns don't need a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think you continue to build this team through this draft. Let's go now to Seth in Kentucky. What's up, Seth?
I just appreciate you taking my call. Love
of course, man.
First of all, I want to say that I came away from the first round loving what Ray Farmer did. It was one of the first drafts or first rounds for the Browns in a while that I felt secure about who they picked. It doesn't have to be exciting to me if I'm secure in who they've taken. Last year was fun and exciting, but we've seen how that's played out at least after 1 year. So just want to give props to Ray for that. And then in the second round, I would love for the Browns to target Max Williams. I think the drop-off after Williams is significant, and I think that's a position of need for the Browns. So I think if they can get him in the second round, I think that would be really beneficial. And then maybe after that, target a wide receiver like I haven't heard this name thrown out a lot connected to the Browns, but a guy like Lockett from Kansas State, because you get a wide receiver there, but you also get a return man, which is a huge issue for the Browns as well. I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'll get off here and let somebody else on and listen to your thoughts.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. And, you're right. And I think the Max Williams pick makes a lot of sense. Simply because since Jordan Cameron has left, it's created a void. Hausler, no Hausler, you feel like you need to get young at that position. You need a playmaker at that position.
Hausler's on a one-year deal, so I mean,
exactly. He's on his one-year prove-it deal, for not a whole lot of money, where you can again pay a guy to be a Cleveland Brown for the next four years here for not a lot of money to prove it and be the future offensively at the tight end position.
When we come back, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan, joins us. Still to come, Matt Miller from Bleacher Report and more of your calls as we react to the Browns' first round and get ready for rounds 2 and 3 here tonight on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.